talking about the important stuff.
Good morning. You're listening to 4ZZZ. This is Grace and Vivenel with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Griffith University researchers have found the air inside childcare centres are loaded with microplastics. The researchers forensically studied the air quality of a variety of environments, with a childcare centre being 11 times higher than average.
Queensland households may face a spike in power prices after a major state electricity generator warned it may power down until 2024. The Calisade C power station has been advised to shut down by independent technical experts on a rebuild project.
Now into national news. Health workers will walk off the job at some New South Wales hospitals today in a protest for an increase in pay. The Health Workers Union is protesting a 6.5% pay rise and in an end to the government's 3% public sector wages cap, which was a promise from Labor's election campaign.
The remains of a prehistoric flying reptile called the pterosaur has been uncovered by Australian researchers. Researchers discovered two small wing bones at Dinosaur Cove in Victoria's southwest. Researchers say the bones are Australia's first remains of a pterosaur.
Ending with international news this morning, a cyber attack in Greece has disrupted the country's school exams. Greece's education ministry says it was an attack aimed at disabling high school examination platform.
And for your weather, it's a chilly morning this morning, 10 degrees right of now, and continuing into the afternoon, we will have mostly sunny light winds. That's all for now. We'll check back with you at 9 a.m. for your Zedlines.